Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, as you said, a big sort of surge coming up in events and programs, and excited to hear what's sort of going on.
Yes, it's finally springtime, almost. I mean, I know we're supposed to have snow, but it's springtime to me. It's just been too nice of weather.
Hoping so.
I know. I'm like, the snow and rain, maybe this is the last one. I don't know. We talk a lot at the office if we're going to have a cold March or a warm March. And
oh, my goodness. Give me a warm one for once.
I hope so. I just want spring to just dive in and it to be warm so that when I do start my seeds too early, like I'm bound to, that they will actually survive. But if you want to know more about seed starting, we are going to have an informational program. It's actually next Wednesday, so you kind of got to put on your calendars. Be there at 6 p.m. at the Osage Garden and Produce Store at 1048 Lang Street. It's in Osage City. If you're driving to Osage City going west, it's going to be that first stop on the outside of town. So it's super easy to get to. You have no excuses not to be there. If you're getting excited about starting your seeds and excited about the spring, the weather, all the good things, we're going to be there. Becky Sloesenberg is going to be talking. We're going to be out in the greenhouse, so wear some warmer clothes if it's going to be a little chilly at night. And we're just going to all hang out together and make seed mixes. We're going to talk about, you know, you can buy your seed mixes at the store. They work perfectly. You can also make your own. So we're going to kind of get our hands dirty, mess around with some of that stuff. Becky's going to talk about timing out our seedlings. Like I said, I want to get them started tomorrow. I want to put them in the ground as soon as possible. But how do you time your seedings? How do you time your warm season versus your cool season plants and things like that? What materials do you need? I think a lot of times we can take I almost like to call it a hobby. If it's not a hobby for you, then you probably know what you're doing. You probably have a big setup. But for people who have never done this before and want to come start seeds and have a kind of a hobby garden, how do you balance purchasing all the things you need for seeding and maintaining a budget? So we can talk about some of those things, seed selection and variety considerations. Here in Kansas, we can grow things that you can't grow other places, and we can't grow things you can grow in other places. So what are things that we should think about when selecting for our varieties? We're going to talk a little bit about disease resistance with that, and then also how to make sure our seedlings are healthy. So seed viability, seed collection, what happens when those little mushrooms pop up in our seedlings. All of those things are going to be topics we're going to touch on. And again, that is February 18th at 6 p.m. We'll probably go till 7:30. If you can't be there but still want to take part, we're going to have a live option on Facebook. So please check out the Osage Garden Produce Facebook page or the Frontier District Facebook page. I think it's going to be on both. Check those Facebook pages and there'll definitely be more information day of. We're also going to have a recording. So if you can't make it, come to the Frontier District webpage the week after and you can watch it then. To RSVP, you can do it on the Osage Garden Produce Facebook page or just call the extension office or email me. And my number is also on our website. Besides that, looking ahead to the next few months, on March 11th at 6 p.m., we're going to have a wildlife prevention in the garden program. Dr. Drew Rickerts is going to be up from K-State, and he's going to be speaking at that. That's going to be in Princeton, so stay tuned for information on that. Moving into April, we're going to have a tree planting program, which will be super exciting. And May, we're going to talk tomatoes. I could tell you what we're talking about for the next 9 months, but you have to just kind of stay tuned to hear more about everything. So please go follow us on social media, look at our website, message me if you want to join the newsletter for all of this information. But before you do any of that, please RSVP for next Wednesday night, and we're super looking forward to seeing everybody there, getting our hands dirty, and just really hanging out and talking about seed starting so we can all look forward to our very warm March that's coming. We're going to get through this cold weekend, and then we're going to have a really wonderful spring.
Yeah, hoping to prove that little groundhog false.
Yes.
for this spring season. It's coming early.
It's like a competition.
Exactly. I'm going to prove that little groundhog wrong. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.